Yudei de Torah Manishtei Yud Talat Tamuz Tov Shinayim Vav Rabbi Shlomo Meir Zaltzer.
Birshus, Moronim, Rabbanim, Rabbosai, like to thank you. I'd like to spend this morning discussing the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, which we've been learning recently, and especially with regards to how they apply in the holidays. Many of us will be going away, some of us not, but those who are going away will have certain considerations when it comes to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and how they apply to us practically. Hopefully go through the following discussions. The first discussion will be, do I have to go out of my way in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah? The second discussion is, if I have not heard the Kriyas HaTorah, I've missed the Kriyas HaTorah, be it a weekday Kriyas HaTorah or a Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah, is there any way of catching up? Is there any catch-up for Kriyas HaTorah that I've missed? And thirdly, finally, I would like to hear Leining, I would like to even arrange a minyan. Is there any consideration that I have to have with regards to bringing a Sefer Torah along on holiday and looking after a Sefer Torah on holiday? Start off with a beautiful story I once read. I just can't remember whether the story happened with the Brisker Rav or with his father, Reb Chaim. But the fact is, Reb Chaim was also a Rav in Brisk, so we'll call him, but we'll just call the Baal Hamaisa, we'll call him the Brisker Rav. He was once traveling. He had to go to some official meeting with the government in order to dispel some decree that the government had put against the Yidden. And he was on his way back to Brisk. He'd actually taken along his very good friend, Reb Simcha Zelig Rieger, who was the dayan in town. He'd taken him along for the trip for support. And on the way back, they were traveling on the train back towards the city of Brisk. This was Thursday afternoon, and in those days it was Thursday afternoon. It wasn't a long distance to travel, but this was the last train before Shabbos. And the train was schlepping its way through village after village, city after city, on its way back to Brisk. Thursday afternoon. And Reb Chaim hasn't heard, the Brisker Rav, whoever it was, the Brisker Rav hasn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah. He hasn't heard Kriyas HaTorah yet on Thursday. Now the Brisker Rav was very makpid to always hear Kriyas HaTorah. He did what he could to hear Kriyas HaTorah. We know the Briskers, Tefillah B'Tzibur, is something which they follow the words of the Mechaber, Yishtadl Adam, a person should do some sort of Yishtadlis to daven with a Tzibur, although we are all makpid to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur with a minion, but they are more makpid that the place where they daven should be a place where they can have kavana, and therefore if they can't actually fit these things together, then they won't always daven with a minion. But Kriyas HaTorah, the Brisker Rav, was very, very strict about it, and he could always go to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Sorry? Chaznish is similar to Shitta? The Chaznish went to Daven in Shul. But the story goes that they were traveling back, and the Brisker Rav turned to Dayan Rieger, who was sitting next to him on the train, and he said, "We've got to get off. We've got to get off this train. We need to hear a Kriyas HaTorah." So he said, "What? Get off this train? Shabbos is coming. We're not going to make it back in time for Shabbos. How are we going to get? Why should we go off the train for Kriyas HaTorah?" Reb Chaim said, "No. Today is Thursday. Today, the mitzvah of today is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And no matter what, even though Shabbos is coming, I don't need to worry yet about Shabbos. Today is Thursday. I need to go and listen to Kriyas HaTorah.
Is that correct?
Is it correct? I don't know.
I wouldn't be allowed to do that.
That's a good question. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Reb Chaim said that's what we're going to do. So he counted, he said, who said that when we get off at the next stop, we're going to have Kriyas HaTorah at all? Maybe we won't find any Yidden there. Even if we find some Yidden there, maybe they've already heard Kriyas HaTorah. You can't just make a Kriyas HaTorah for people who don't need. He said, we're getting off the next stop. And the rest of the story is a bit of a rubbish story. They got off the train, and they knocked on the first house with a mezuzah on the door. And they said, has anybody here not heard Kriyas HaTorah yet? And they walk in, and they find a factory with a boss and 7 employees, and they're all Yidden. And they say, no, we haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah yet. In fact, in this house, we hold a minyan every Shabbos. And we have a Sefer Torah that we keep here, and during the week, we can't gather a minyan together. So today, none of us have heard Kriyas HaTorah. They got together, stopped their work, and they made the Kriyas HaTorah for the Brisk Rav. And then the Brisk Rav turned around to Reb Simcha Zelig and he said, okay, let's go back and try and catch our train. Simcha Zelig said, listen, you can't have the best of both worlds. We've caught Kriyas HaTorah, but we've missed the train. Reb Chaim said, no, let's just try. They went back to the station, and the train was still sitting there. It had some technical faults, and they'd been repaired, and they got back on the train. So we see how great chashivas Reb Chaim, the Brisk Rav gave to Kriyas HaTorah. So let's now discuss this crucial issue. Am I mechuyev? Do I have to go out of my way to hear Kriyas HaTorah? And the truth is that there is discussion in the late Achronim about it, in the today Achronim about it, in the nowadays Achronim. But it seems that the consensus is that a yochid, somebody who is at home, who is not in a shul, hasn't got that chiyuv mitzvah halacha to go out and hear Kriyas HaTorah. If a person is in shul, together with a whole minyan, then there are many paskim who say that every single one of them is mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah, to listen to every word the Mishnah Berurah says. You've got to hear every single word. Every yachid has to hear. It's not just a mitzvah on everybody. It's not just a mitzvah which applies to... It might not be a mitzvah which just applies to the klal. The discussion which the paskim have is, which the earlier paskim definitely have is, when I am in a shul and everybody is mechuyev, do I look at that chiyuv that everybody has got as a chayvas tzibur, as a public chiyuv? That means that everybody is obligated to ensure that Kriyas HaTorah should take place today. But not every single person in the room has his own personal chiyuv. Or do we say that every person has his own personal chiyuv and every single person has to hear his Kriyas HaTorah? If he goes out in the middle, he has to go, and he misses some of Kriyas HaTorah, he may have to go and catch up what he's missed in another shul. So therefore, the most mefurish that I found speaking about whether yochid, a single person at home, whether he has to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, is the Chazon Ish actually. In Eches Rabbeinu, they bring from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish told the stipler, you don't have to go to Kriyas HaTorah. In Mitzad HaLocha, you don't have to go to Kriyas HaTorah. The Chazon Ish and the stipler themselves went out of their way to always go to hear Kriyas HaTorah. They always went out of their way to go hear Kriyas HaTorah. When the stipler was in the early days in Bnei Brak was established even without a Netz minion. There was one Yid who used to let daven Netz, and that was the stipler. The stipler wanted to daven Netz, and everybody else couldn't. So the stipler used to daven with a vasikin at home in his own house. But he would make sure to go out, and even if it took him a lot of koichas, he would always make sure to go out and hear Kriyas HaTorah. Another story with the stipler, when he was in Vilna, traveling through Vilna, he was staying very far from the ghetto where the Yidden were living, But he made sure that on those days when there was a Kriyas Torah, he made sure to get a hold of a horse and buggy and make that difficult trip all the way to hear Kriyas Torah. So one more question with regards to Yachid, to a single person, is if a person, Taka, he's, for example, on holiday, his holiday house is very far from any Kriyas HaTorah, and he's not going to any minyan, and he's not going to any Kriyas HaTorah, so should he be opening a Chumash and reading this week's Sedra? Well, this is apart from the Shaila of learning the Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, which he might have done Friday afternoon and finished all that already before Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, is there a special inyan to go and read this week's Sedra? I found almost no makor that there is a need to. I spoke to a couple of rabbanim and they said, no, there's no need to open this chumash. If you're not in shul, you're not hearing Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have silein. But I did find one posek who said, yeah, it's better to read, that the yachid should ensure to read through one of the earlier pasukim, actually. The Chok Yaakov on Hilchas Pesach, in his Sefer of Chuvas, he writes there that a person should make sure to actually read this week's Sedra as well.
Has he got a right to go to such a place on holiday in the first place?
Oh.
You know, he's talking about,
okay.
It's not
the same question.
Don't go there in the first place.
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
That's a valid question. The truth is that if you speak to the Israeli Poskim, for example, Rav Ozna has got a tshuva that he says a person is never allowed to go anywhere without a minyan because he can't miss tefillah b'tzibur. And that's very commonly accepted practice in Eretz Yisrael. People don't go away without a minyan. But we do know that the Rabbanim... We do know that our Rabbanim in England, our Gedolim in England, very often... We've seen that they went away. They're our leaders. They went away. They went away without a minyan, without a Sefer Torah, and without any Kriyas HaTorah. And we're not going to try and.
That's proof. It's permitted. He had a special reason. That's no proof. Have we asked them, are you allowed to go on a place, ask by a piece of chaza, like you take a piece of meat, like you take with the ayrif, are you allowed to go to a place which has no minyan? Ask yourself the question.
Okay.
Why do I go there? What education is it for the children? I don't
ask
understand.
Yeah.
I'm just logically asking a question. I'm not especially the question. Really, everyone should be asking that question. Are you allowed to do it?
Yes.
Would you be allowed to cross the road when a car's coming?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you can.
Why can't you? You're so much right about halacha. Why can't you go to a place which has no minyan in the first place? I don't know.
I don't mind to discuss it later after the show.
Later is no good. They're not here.
They're not here? Okay.
And it's not heard on the television.
Okay.
What's called the video.
We do find one place where there is an inyan of reading the Sedra, even though you're not being yotze the Sedra, and that is if there's a minyan without a kosher Sefer Torah, then we do find the chiyuv that the pasuk can say you have to open a chumash and lean through the whole Sedra, but that is because we're in a minyan and we're meant to have Kriyas HaTorah, so we shouldn't forget that takana, that important ingredient in our lives called Kriyas HaTorah. And we shouldn't forego it this week just because we haven't got a Sefer Torah. We should remember that next week we'd better have one. The truth is that Kriyas HaTorah is a very, very important thing. And I was looking for something in this week's Sedra. I found something in this week's Sedra to do with Kriyas HaTorah. The whole Sedra is talking about the story of Balak, Bilam, how Balak sent Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And then we open the Haftorah, and the Navi Micha tells us, Ami, Yidden, remember, Zechorna. Please remember. Zechorna, Mayoatz Balak Melech Moav. Remember the advice that of Balak, the king of Moav, gave to... Umayana Bilam ben Ba'ur, and what actually happened at the end? Bilam said, I'm sorry, I can't curse the Yidden. Hashem is protecting them. Hashem normally has his times of anger, these split seconds of anger that he has, and these few days that I've been coming to curse the Yidden, I've been trying to cash in on those moments of anger, and Hashem has kept his anger away, he's kept his anger at bay, and he's made sure not to become angry at all. So that's a tremendous chesed that Hashem did to us. And the Navi Micha is telling us, please remember, Ami Zecharna, please remember those wonderful things Hashem did to protect us. And every week, every year when we lean through the story of Parshas Balak, we're remembering again these tremendous chesedim that Hashem did. How he came three times to curse Klal Yisrael, and he just didn't manage. And we do that truthfully with the whole Torah. The entire laning through the Torah, from Bereishis till Vezeis HaBracha, is always a reiteration and a revisiting, and a chance for us to listen to think about, to internalize the messages of the Torah, which Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu and passed on to us. It's actually a tremendous thing. Some people look for signs that our Amunah is steadfast, that our Amunah has a Makor. If you look at our Kriyas HaTorah, which we do every single week, there's a wonderful thing about it. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who instituted that we should be laning three times a week. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who brought us the Torah thousands of years ago, he introduced this practice that every year we should read everything that he taught to us. So when we look back from this year, Tavshin Ayin Vav, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time, we know that the Kriyas HaTorah was something which went on almost uninterrupted for the entire duration of those thousands of years. And that just shows how emistic our Torah is, and that's why our Torah just remains so perfect and so pure. The next discussion which we'd like to have today is catching up. I've missed the Kriyas HaTorah. Why did I miss the Kriyas HaTorah? Maybe I was out of the way. There was no minion around me. There was no Sefer Torah. And what happens if I was with a minion? I was with a minion, and we didn't have a Sefer Torah for some reason. We didn't prepare ourselves to have a Sefer Torah. What if I missed the Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday or Thursday? Do I catch that up? What about Shabbos? It's a straw ben chutz aretz. Yeah, okay, we won't go into that discussion now. I'm not aware of all the facets of the shaila. What happens with catching up? So there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: In bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha betzibur. If there was once a one-off Shabbos that the shul didn't manage to lay. The example they speak about was that somebody put up, had a complaint that he had to make before davening on Shabbos morning. There was a certain takana at the time that they could make a complaint before davening, and this complaint managed to go on for hours and hours and hours, and the whole day nobody could hear Kriyas HaTorah because of the discussion that was going on in the shul to do with this complaint. So the answer then is, the Chabad says, the Rama says, the Shabbos haba'o koren oisa parsha, ima parsha ashaicha la oisa Shabbos. Next week, you catch up. If there was an onus in the shul, it was impossible for them to lay in that week, the next week, they can catch up. Let's say it's Parshas Chukas, and they've missed out Parshas Chukas, and now comes Parshas Balak. Then they'll suddenly be laning this week Parshas Chukas and Balak together, and they'll treat it like any two sedras that we match up together. So, according to what we discussed earlier, that the chiyuv of a tzibur and the chiyuv of a yochid is totally different. That a tzibur is something, a community, a shul, are mechuyev to have Kriyas HaTorah. They, after davening Shacharis on Shabbos morning, they've got to take out the Sefer Torah and learn from it. And if they don't, they've been mevatel that chiyuv. Whereas a yochid, if somebody's at home on holiday and he couldn't get to a minyan, then we said he's not, his chiyuv is not the same as the tzibur. If this differentiate this according to that, what happens with catching up? We know if the tzibur have missed out, if a whole minyan of people have missed out a leining, then the next week that tzibur can make up the leining. But if it was just the yachid, it seems it's not so clear in Shulchan Aruch whether a yachid goes back and leans. And in fact, there's a machlikas haposkim about it. The early poskim, the Shari Ephraim says, no, a yachid doesn't have this idea of catching up. Whatever a yachid, a person by himself has missed, he's missed out, and he can't do anything about it. The Shvus Yaakov, from the same Mechaba as the Chok Yaakov, he says no. He said that a yachid is equal to a tzibur, and the same as a tzibur have got this chiyuv to go and catch up what they've missed, the yachid as well.
What would he actually do? Take that
sefer tzibur and lane? Oh, so this would really only apply. There is a halacha that if rove of the tzibur this week don't need to catch up, then we won't catch up. If the rove of the people in shul don't need to catch up, then we don't catch up for them. But if the rove of the people in shul have all gone on holiday and all landed up not hearing Kriyas HaTorah, then according to the Shvus Yaakov, one would have to take out a sefer, catch up the sefer. However, there are two discussions which are made. Sorry, we didn't yet discuss weekday and Shabbos. In this whole subject of catching up Kriyas HaTorah, the Poskim say that this catching up is only for the Kriya of Shabbos. The Kriya of the week, the Monday and the Thursday, once you've missed the Monday or Thursday, you can't catch it up the next day. You can only catch it on the day. Although you can catch it any time during the day, Shacharis is not the time when it has to be. Zriz in Makdimim, we do things as soon as we can. But Kriyas HaTorah could be any time during the day. But once Monday has passed, Thursday has passed, you don't catch up that Kriyas HaTorah. Shabbos, that's a kriya which we can catch up. Now, does this apply to two Shabboses in the same way as it applies to one? If somebody goes away for two Shabboses during the holidays, can he catch both of them up afterwards? Or let's say you've got a whole minion of people, like we said before, a whole minion of people who missed Kriyas HaTorah on the two weeks of holidays because they had a minion without a Sefer Torah. When they come back to town, do they in 3 weeks? So in that there are two discussions which the Paskim have. One is the Gaon seems to be of the opinion that this halacha of catching up Kriyas HaTorah is very similar to the halacha of catching up davening. If I've missed Shacharis, then I have to daven Mincha twice. I have to catch up in Mincha for that Shacharis that I missed. So the same way that if I've missed one Sadra, I'll have to catch up the next week. So the Paskim say, if that is true, then we'll have a certain condition of davening as well. When it comes to davening, if I've missed two tefillahs, if I've missed Shacharis and Mincha, then I can't catch up for both tefillahs when I daven Ma'arif. I can only catch up the most recent tefillah. So therefore, if I've missed 2 weeks of laning Kriyas HaTorah, these Paskim will say, I can't go and lane. I can only lane the most recent Sedra, and not the one which is preceding that.
Say the Kriya is according to Lashon Hesed, according to you. Say the Kriya will be first the more up and then forecast.
First the... That's good. Yeah. The Paskim will say that the Seder should be the way it's in the Sefer Torah.
No, because he's saying that Shlomo isn't catching up.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But the Shlomo, this Shlomo could be by the fact that I'm doing two. Yeah. They'll call up. No, they'll split the double sedra into seven. Like when we ever have two parashas together. That's what they have to just make sure they have seven aliyahs today. If they want, they can add like usual, like making a sofis. You can make a sofis. But it is important that you don't break between the two aliyahs. That you connect the two sedras. That the Shvi and the Rishon of the next Sedra are linked together, like we always do.
So we're talking exactly about a tzibur. The whole tzibur is missed.
The whole tzibur.
A yachid can't be mashed. How can a yachid be mashed?
Okay, that's what we're discussing. We'll come to that very soon. Yeah? Then, On the other hand, there's another discussion which is also a matter of machlokes, and that is when it comes to after missing two Shabbos, to now laying three sedras on 1 week. The Paskim, the Maramint says that we never find laying three sedras in 1 week. We can have Chukas Balak together, we can have Matas Masse together, but we'll never have three sedras stuck together. So if somebody is missing Ekev and Re'e, he can't start laying Ekev Re'e Shoftim. Other Paskim have the opinion that it doesn't make a difference. You can lay in Ekev Re'e Shoftim. And I'll tell you that when the Vilna Gaon came out of prison, he was in prison for 4 weeks. And he came out of prison, and steht in the sefer in Tosfos Ma'aser Rav, when he came out of prison after 4 weeks, he called over the Baal Korah and he said, "Please do me a favor, lane for me these four sedras that I'm missing. I've missed out four. Please lane for me the four." I don't know if he did it betzibur, not betzibur, with brachas, without brachas, but he definitely, according to what we've discussed till now, if the Vilna Gaon is the one who said that catching up davening is catching up laning is like catching up davening, then he would have held that you only have to do one. And he went on and he laned four sedras. It must be that he was still doing that lifnim ishur asadin. He was going above the letter of the law, like we discussed before, the stories of the stipler and the briskarov, who went out of their way to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So here as well, the Vilna Gaon, he was so desperate to hear every single sedra and not miss even one, that he asked the Baal Korah to go lifnim ishur asadin and give him that laning.
You can't do lifnim ishur asadin that kind of way. Because if you're not mechiv, I haven't shokled the lulav on the whole of Sukkos. Yeah. I can't do something. Say, give me a lulav, I'll shokle every day and week after Sukkos. You can't do lifnim ishur asadin in a way it's not applicable. You're saying it's not applicable.
I'm saying
the goal went to line four cycles. Why, I don't know, but it was a mystery. But the point is, how can you be mushroom something which you said you cannot be mushroom? It's a shveres in Seichel, you should ask that yourself.
The answer to what you're asking is the difference between chiyuv and ptur.
I don't know. And maybe it's not applicable. It doesn't apply. It's finished. You've lost it. It's like you lost the leader. You can hold it after sukkahs as much as you want, but stop sukkahs. Finished. It's gone. You can put your sick in the sukkah after sukkahs. You can't be mashed in a time period that is gone. You've lost the time period.
The truth is, even when it comes to davening tefillah, even when it comes to davening, the Paskim said that me'ikra din, you can catch up for old tefillahs as well. As a shteitin Paskim, you could me'ikra din. We don't do such a thing. We don't do such a thing because we can't have kavanah. Shulchan Aruch. Well, they speak about that. Yeah, they speak about that. You have to anyway. There is an Indian to finish up the whole Sedra, the whole Torah. If you've missed something, I'll catch it up later. Yeah. Okay. So now let's go on to the next important discussion. And that is the discussion of taking a Sefer Torah on holiday. Taking a Sefer Torah away on holiday. So we'll go to the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, and we'll hear what the Mechaber has to say, and the Ramah, and see how these things practically apply to us. The Mechaber reads as follows: Bnei Adam HaChavushim Beveitzo Asurim. We've got a group of people who are in prison. Le'oleinu, somebody who is in prison, Sifu Dalet. Kuf Lamed Hei Sifu Dalet. You've got people who are in prison. The Mishnah Berurah says this is the discussion is about not a rov tzibur. You've got a few people who are in prison, and more people come to help them, to daven with them in the prison. Ein beviim etzlam sefer Torah. We don't bring them a sefer Torah. Afilu b'rish Hashanah v'yom Kippurim. You'll never bring a sefer Torah. Almost never bring a sefer Torah to these people who are making a minyan in the prison, together with the prisoners. So, Mishmura says that when it's Pashas Parah, Pashas Zachar, things which are mamash achir for everybody to hear, then it could be that we will bring a Sefer Torah. But generally speaking, we won't bring a Sefer Torah to the Minyan. Why not? So the Yerushalmi says that it's the honor of a Sefer Torah that we should move ourselves and come to the Sefer Torah. Wherever the Sefer is, we should come to the shul and learn Kriyas HaTorah there. And it's disrespectful, it's a zilzul to the Sefer Torah if we go and we bring get somebody to bring us the Sefer Torah to us. I know that apparently there was a discussion about the practical application of this in the new Beis HaMedrash. While they were, I don't know if they still are fixing the Aron HaKodesh, there's a discussion about this. But that's the basic halacha, is that we are the ones who need to go to the Sefer Torah, even if it means uprooting a whole minyan and going to the Sefer Torah. But we don't bring the Sefer Torah to us. So, what happens to Beis Avel? Somebody who's sitting Shiva Le'aleinu? What happens then? So the Ramah writes immediately, in Mechinim la Sefer Torah, if you make a place ready for the Sefer Torah, and you make it Makam v'chubet for Yom HaYomayim, for 1 or 2 days, that means L'chatchil of 2 days, if you can't get there for 2 days, 1 day is also enough. You have a place where you're going to keep the Sefer Torah, then you can actually move a Sefer Torah from one place to another. There is a minhag which the Aruch HaShulchan, many Paskim follow this minhag to make sure wherever they take a Sefer Torah, to lane with it at 3 different occasions, and then to move it on. That's a much later minhag which many Rabbanim say we should try and do. If you can't, then I think generally they will. I think they generally will bring a Sefer Torah. The last time I went to a Shiva house, they brought a Sefer Torah for one Kriya. There was only one Kriya Torah there. But was it correct? I spoke to one of the people who are involved, and he said, yeah, that's what they do. If they need, they'll just do the one Kriya. So the minimum that we said in Shulchan Aruch says to take the Sefer Torah for one Kriya, for one whole day, and have a special place for the Sefer Torah to be. And even if that means that the Sefer Torah just arrives just in time for Kriyas HaTorah, I'll put the Sefer Torah down in that place and say, this is the place where the Sefer Torah will stay for the next day. And then I'll do Hotzah and carry on with the Kriyas HaTorah and put it back in its place afterwards. That's the kavod of a Sefer Torah. So this is very practical if somebody is taking a Sefer Torah along on holiday and he's making a minyan in his house. So he's got one room where he's keeping the Sefer Torah, and it's a wonderful schus to have a Sefer Torah in his house. And it's a big achrayas as well. It's a big responsibility. Somebody, the Briskarov, this was actually the Briskarov, during the war, he traveled from city to city because of the war. And there was a certain time when he was in Pinsk. And the Rav of Pinsk, Rav Aaron Valkin, noticed that the Briskarov would always come to Kriyas HaTorah. Like we said, the Briskers wouldn't come to Shul Stam. He would come as much as he could for Kriyas HaTorah. And the Rav noticed this, and he said, you know what, Briskarov, I've got an idea for him. I'll lend him one of my Sefer Torah from the Shul, and we'll keep it in his house. So he sent a Talmud to ask the Briskarov. This Talmud is quite famous. He's Rabbi Yaakov Naiman. And he came to the Briskarov, knocked on his door, he said, Rebbe, the Rav of town is offering you a Sefer Torah. You can keep it in your house, you won't have to schlep yourself out to shul. And the Briskarov suddenly got all nervous, he started shaking, he said, I can't do that. A Sefer Torah? In my house? No, it's not for me. I can't. And the Bishop wouldn't have the Sefer Torah kept in his house.
It's very important. You go to holidays, you put a Sefer Torah, you take it with. You have to learn how you have to keep a Sefer Torah. You must have a bedroom on top. You must put it in the corner. There's a whole lot of
That's medium. Not supposed to.
It's supposed
to. But it's kavua.
When it's kavua. Then Avril brings you very lot of water.
Yeah, okay. So the... The question does apply to family camps. In family camps, they daven in these great big tents. And they have Kriyas HaTorah in the tent. Obviously, there's nowhere else they can do Kriyas HaTorah. And they have an Aron HaKodesh. But most of the time, the Sefer Torah is not kept in the Aron HaKodesh. Sefer Torah is kept whenever it's, this tefillah doesn't have a Kriya Torah. It's kept in somebody's private house.
Safe,
whatever it is. It's being kept safe. It's not kept in the tent. Is that pashat now to start having a minion of leining, of people who want leining, and the only way they'll have leining is by bringing the Sefer Torah to them? So I found the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. We mentioned before. He said that if you've got chas v'shalom a minion of people who are actually in prison, so you've got a tzibur who are mechuyev. They're davening with a minion, and they're mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah. They can't get out of it. They've got a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. They can't go to the shul. In such a case, because they can't go to the shul today, we'll bring the Sefer Torah to them. Hopefully, in the same vein, we can be matter the holiday, the family camps as well. The people are miles away from any shul. They can't get to a shul for Kriyas HaTorah. The only way that they practically can hear Kriyas HaTorah today is by bringing them a Sefer Torah. And therefore, that's the most correct thing to do, is to keep bringing the Sefer out to the tent.
Why do you find it bad to take the Sefer Torah to the house where it's kept more secure? Why do you find that not a good?
That's not the problem. The problem is bring it to the lane.
Yeah, but if you've got a Sefer Torah in the hall, he can't leave it just in a hall in a cupboard. Yeah. So he's taking it home somewhere it's secure. It's not
the question is the other way around. The question is the other way around. Why? How can you now take the Sefer Torah when you want to lane from it? How can you bring it to the hall?
I've got to leave it there.
No, but how can you bring it to the hall?
All people should come there, you mean?
Yeah. That's not practical, but who said you can bring the Sefer Torah to the hall? I'm sure he did. The Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes that when it comes to moving a Sefer Torah, it's worthwhile to look out for two things. One thing is that the Sefer Torah should be put in an Aron HaKodesh. It should always be kept inside an Aron HaKodesh. He's very makri, he's marich, and he says that's very, very important to make sure that the Sefer Torah has got this place to be kept called Aron HaKodesh.
Some people have a small box for the holiday to be able to put the Sefer Torah in. But it's not as big as the Aron HaKodesh, but for travelling purposes.
It's a small Aron HaKodesh. It still is an Aron HaKodesh. Not just to be kept on a table, not to be kept in any cupboard. It's kept in a moment.
I just want to ask one question. How is the king allowed to carry the
final thing which he says is that if you've got a choice which Sefer Torah to take with on holiday, you could either take a Sefer Torah which comes from a shul, which has got its place in Aron HaKodesh, or you could take somebody's private Sefer Torah which he normally keeps in his house. He says it's much better to take a Sefer Torah which hasn't got a place in shul. Because if it's got its place in Makom Kavua, and it's got its covered there, to take it away anywhere is touching these problems of a zilzal of taking away the cover of the Torah to take it somewhere else. But if you're taking a Sefer which hasn't got this covered yet, and you're taking it somewhere else to lane, then you're better off.
There's one Sefer Torah in Manchester, written specially to be taken to the Hubble House.
So that he would say is the best thing. That's the best thing.
Ramay Shapiro carried this Sefer Torah. Ramay Shapiro, the guy had the case.
So
we've
discussed Baruch Hashem today. We've managed to discuss these three inyanim. The inyan number one was: does a yochid, does a person have to go out of his way to hear Kriyas HaTorah when he's on holiday? We've discussed: we've discussed number two: is there any way of catching up our Kriyas HaTorah? And number three, we've discussed: what do you deal with the Sefer Torah, which you're taking out of its way? And just to finish off with a beautiful story, again about the Brisker Rav, when he was in Switzerland, he was there, he would go from time to time for refuah, and he'd go to the shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and once the person who had psicha brought the Sefer Torah out, and he noticed the Brisker Rav standing there, he brought the Sefer Torah to him to kiss, and then he took it to the chazan. Then he took it to the chazan. And the Brisker Rav got very upset with him. He said, no, that's not the way it's meant to be. A Sefer Torah. I've got to go to the Sefer Torah. That's the schar of kiss. The main thing is not the kissing, the Sefer. The main thing is me going to the Sefer Torah and showing it that honor. Not the Sefer Torah being brought to me.
It's very hard. Why the Melech carried the Sefer Torah? How the king carried the Sefer Torah?
kennis dingen af dat
ook. What do you mean, the
Melech
created it? Yeah, yeah. Can I'm back. When he first came to B'nai Brak,